This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Douglas County School Board voted unanimously last night to send a property tax and bond measure to voters. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
What Douglas County taxpayers contribute to their local schools lags significantly behind the district's neighbors. That makes it hard to retain teachers. The $60 million property tax proposal would pay for a 9% raise for teachers and other school staff. Board member Christy Williams.
This is what our teachers and our staff deserve.
A $450 million bond would build three new schools and repair others. Board members went on record to dispel rumors saying that no bond or mill money would be used for vouchers or to arm teachers. Board policy also prohibits that. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver will launch a paid family leave program for some 11,000 city employees. The city council voted this week to opt out of a statewide leave program that starts in 2024. Denver city council members say the local program will be cheaper and more beneficial for most city employees. A five-year investigation into violent gang activity in Pueblo has led to the conviction of more than a dozen gang members. Offenses include drug trafficking, murder, and assault. The investigation involved the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. According to a release from the Pueblo Police Department, the arrests have led to a drop in violent crime in the city. In Pueblo this morning at 64 degrees, Denver 65. Highs along the Front Range will be in the 80s and close to 90. Grand Junction 94 this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.